Thank you. That's all the notes we know. Or Drew already played all the notes I know. Well, it's a great day to get to be here. Wow, it was, I guess we all know 15 years ago today, we lost John Hartford. And, but it was for me 45 years ago. I was in a band, the Bluegrass Alliance, and we were invited to play at the Bean Blossom Bill Monroe's Festival. And we were totally the new kids on the block, and it was interesting to see how we would be received trying to do you know, hippie kind of bluegrass, and but we were way out hippied, thankfully, because the John Hartford Aerial Blame Band was here, and it was really something. I was just talking about it a while ago that the night they played. When they did the John's tune back in the good old days, Vassar would do this fiddle solo at the end. He did that on the record too, but Vassar would do this fiddle solo that was just, and that night, it was approaching 5 minutes, just him solo by himself. I got a little chill bump right now thinking about Vassar playing it that night. And then as soon as they'd get done, Blake would come in blasting in E minor with his guitar on the Vamp in the Middle song. So between the Bluegrass Alliance doing One Tin Soldier and some of our other anti-war songs, and the Aerial Plane Band, it sure made a mark on me. And because as we were youngsters listening to music, when we started our Newgrass Revival Band, we had a cassette tape we traveled around with a Norelco tape recorder so we could hear it in the car. And one side was John Hartford Aerial Plane Band, and Aerial Plane, the record. And the other side was Leon Russell and the Shelter People. So that's what made our band listen. And then we had another tape that had Stanley Brothers on one side and Bill Monroe on the other. So it's kind of where we came from. But that was the great thing about the Aerial Plane Band. Those guys jammed all the time. They jammed non-stop. And because that night, the set I mentioned, before they played, they jammed for a couple hours. And then when they got done playing that set, I got to be part of a jam session that lasted about 3 hours with them. And they just played non-stop all the time. And obviously, their love of picking did it. And but it was a great weekend. Bill Monroe, back when you first came in the entrance, used to have a barn up there, and he took us in, and we were treated to, he introduced us to his mules. Hey, that's an honored seat. Not everybody got to meet Kentucky Kate and Tennessee Tom. They're powerful mules. They're powerful. So let's do a Bill tune. That was done in the style of Bill when I first started out. And then we took it out. But not all bluegrass is fast. And Drew's teaching me a tune right here. We're in G if you're playing along.